Jesus, what a friend for sinners, Jesus, lover of my soul.
Welcome to the Unknown Bible, the broadcast ministry of Bible Believers Baptist Church in Corpus Christi, Texas. Join us now for today's Bible study with our pastor, Bevins Welder.
Today we are going to look at an apparent contradiction in the Gospels. And the reason we're doing this is not to talk you out of your faith in the words of God, but rather to bolster your faith in the words of God, because what you're going to see is not actually a contradiction, but rather a clue that there's more detail in what you're reading than you thought the first few times you went through the passages. Today we're going to look at Peter's denial of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we're going to look at this account in Matthew chapter 26. And we're going to look at the account of Peter's denial in Mark chapter 14. And we're going to look at the account of Peter's denial in Luke chapter 22, and then we're going to also look at this denial in John chapter 18, four different places where the subject of Peter's denial appears in the Bible. And when you read through the New Testament and you look at his first denial and his second denial and his third denial, you're thinking, okay, that's the first denial, and you don't pay much attention, like I haven't paid much attention, to all the detail in the two or three verses that record what happened. But today we're going to look in intimate detail at exactly what was said, and the reason is we have to deal with an apparent contradiction. You're going to find that it's not a contradiction at all, but rather a clue that there's more detail in the accounts than you probably considered when you first read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Now here's the question, or here's the dilemma, or here's the problem. Matthew chapter 26, verse 34 says that Jesus said to Peter, "Verily I say unto thee, that this night, watch it, before the cock crow, thou shalt deny me thrice." Do you see that? Jesus told Peter, before the cock crows, you will have denied me three times. This night before the cock crow, thou shalt deny me thrice. You see that? All right, well look, in Mark chapter 14, after the first denial, the cock crows. You see, in Mark chapter 14, in verse 66, as Peter was beneath in the palace, there cometh one of the maids of the high priest. And when she saw Peter warming himself, she looked upon him and said, "And thou also was with Jesus of Nazareth." But he denied, saying, "I know not, neither understand I what thou sayest." And he went out into the porch, and the cock crew. Well, there's still two more denials. There's a denial in Mark chapter 14, verses 69 and 70. And then a third denial in Mark chapter 14, verses 70 and 71. And then the cock crows, the Bible says in Mark 14, 72. The second time the cock crew. So the dilemma or the problem here is that Jesus said in Matthew chapter 6, verse 34, "I say unto thee that this night before the cock crow, thou shalt deny me thrice," and the cock crew after the first denial. So it appears that there's a contradiction, that Matthew doesn't agree with Mark on when that cock was supposed to crow. Well, let me tell you something. This is not, you're not reading a contradiction. It may appear that way because we've only looked in two of the Gospels. But you know what? What you're seeing, I'm going to go ahead and give you the answer. What you're seeing is that Peter denied the Lord to three different people in the first denial, before he even went out into the porch in Mark chapter 14, verse 68, where he heard the cock crow. and where his second denial took place. And so what we're going to do is we're going to look at these accounts in the book order. In other words, we're going to look at what Matthew said first. Then we're going to look at what Mark said second. Then we're going to look at what John said third. And we're going to see three, really what amounts to, different accounts of the first denial. So here's the solution to the apparent contradiction. Peter denied the Lord to three different people in his first denial before he even went out into the porch where his second denial took place and where he heard the cock crow. All right, so let's be very methodical. We're going to go through Matthew, then Mark, and then John, and we're going to look at the details, and I'll point them out to you. And then what we're going to do is we're going to put it all together and see what God's showing us that we didn't see before. And we're going to see that, in fact, there is not a contradiction in your Bible, but rather God knows how to count and cocks know when to crow. First, in Matthew, Peter denied Jesus Christ to a damsel. Now notice the wording of Matthew chapter 26. Okay, Matthew chapter 26. Notice the wording of verse 69. Matthew chapter 26, verse 69. Now Peter sat without in the palace, and a damsel came unto him, saying, listen very carefully, thou also wast with Jesus of Galilee. But he denied before them all, saying, so there's an audience there around that where he's sitting, I know not what thou sayest. All right, notice three very significant things. Number one, Peter was sitting. Number two, the damsel accused him of being a disciple or being with Jesus of Galilee. And number three, in Matthew chapter 26, verse 70, Peter denied before them all and said, here are his words, I know not what thou sayest. Okay? So that's the first account of his first denial. Now let's look at the second account of Peter's first denial, and you're going to find that in Mark chapter 14. All right, in Mark chapter 14, look with me in verse 66. And as Peter was beneath in the palace, there cometh one of the maids of the high priest. So we have a little more detail now. One of the maids of the high priest. And when she saw Peter warming himself, she looked upon him and said, and thou also wast with Jesus, listen, of Nazareth. But he denied, saying, I know not, neither understand I what thou sayest. And he went out into the porch, and the cock crew. Now there's some very significant differences in the account with Matthew and the account with Mark. But notice that the timing of the two accounts that you've read is the same. In other words, in Matthew chapter 26, after he denied to the damsel and said, I know not what thou sayest, he then, is the Bible says, when he was gone out into the porch. So this is the first occurrence. In Mark, notice, after the denial, he went out into the porch. So we know that the time frame is the same, but the wording is not the same. In Matthew chapter 26, the woman is called a damsel. In Mark chapter 14, she is called one of the maids of the high priest. Could be the same woman. And Peter's warming himself. She said, thou also was with Jesus of Nazareth. Now that's different, because the damsel in Matthew chapter 26 said, thou also was with Jesus of Galilee. There's a difference. And Peter's reply is different. He said to the maid in Matthew chapter 26, I know not what thou sayest. He says to the maid of the high priest in Mark chapter 14, I know not, neither understand I what thou sayest. Now, after reading these two accounts, you might be inclined to suggest that the damsel in Matthew chapter 26 and the maid in Mark chapter 14 are the same person. Okay? And I'll grant you that. At this point, you might say that. And you might suggest that the episodes of Matthew and Mark are supplemental, like so many other things in the Gospels are. For instance, the writing above Jesus' head on the cross in one Gospel, this is Jesus of Nazareth. In another Gospel, this is Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews. In another Gospel, this is the King of the Jews. Those are supplemental. What that writing above his head said, this is Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews. That's the whole saying, and you get that by the supplemental combining of those accounts in the Gospels. So you might think, okay, well, the damsel in Matthew 26 and the maid of the high priest in Mark chapter 14 are the same person, and that in this case, when Peter was warming himself, the damsel said to him, and thou also with Jesus of Nazareth of Galilee, you see. In other words, putting them together. But however, before we jump to that conclusion, when you see the third account of this denial, okay, by the fire of coals in John chapter 18, you're going to know for sure that we're not talking about the same person here, and that there was not just one denial in the first denial of Jesus Christ. Let's go over to John chapter 18. John chapter 18. And in John chapter 18, we find the account of the first denial beginning in verse 17, but we're going to pick it up in verse 16, okay? In John chapter 18, verse 16, Peter stood at the door without, then went out that other disciple, that's John, which was known unto the high priest, and spake unto her that kept the door, and brought in Peter. Then saith the damsel that kept the door unto Peter, Art not thou also one of this man's disciples? He saith, I am not. And the servants and officers stood there, who had made a fire of coals, for it was cold, and they warmed themselves. Watch it. And Peter stood with them and warmed himself. Well, now we're seeing quite a difference here. This is still the account of the first denial, but we see a vast difference what's recorded in John's Gospel than what we found in Matthew and Mark. You see, in this case, this is a damsel that kept the door, and she doesn't accuse him. She doesn't say, thou wast with Jesus of Nazareth, or thou wast with Jesus of Galilee. She said, are not thou also one of this man's disciples? So she's asking the question. And his reply was not, woman, I know not what thou sayest, or I understand not what you're saying. He doesn't say any of that. You know what he says? I am not. Totally different deal going on here. Even Peter's posture is different than in the first account of the denial in Matthew chapter 26. In Matthew chapter 26, while Peter sat, the damsel said, thou also with Jesus of Galilee. But here, according to John chapter 18, he's standing. He stood. You see, this damsel doesn't state emphatically that Peter was with Jesus, as in the first and second case. She asks him if he is one of Jesus' disciples. And his answer was simply, I am not. Okay? So what's going on here? Are we dealing with contradictions and just more and more confusion? Not at all. What you're dealing with, you're dealing with three different episodes in the first denial that are recorded by Matthew, Mark, and Luke, and John. We haven't read Luke yet, but you're going to see it. The three distinctions are most notably seen in Matthew, Mark, and John. So here's evidently what happens. We're going to put it together for you. Putting these together as supplemental accounts, here's what we're going to find. When John goes to the maid or the damsel that keeps the door, he gets permission to bring Peter into the palace, okay? John chapter 18. When Peter walks in the door, the damsel that kept the door asks him a question before he sits down, while he is still standing in verse 18. And she asks him, "Art not thou also one of this man's disciples?" And his answer, "I am not." That's John chapter 18, verses 17 and 18. So that's how this episode begins. She asked him, "Are not thou also one of this man's disciples?" And Peter says, "I am not." Now, after he makes that denial and she goes back to the door, Peter sits down, whereas he was standing in John chapter 18, verse 18. And when he sits down, he takes a seat by the fire in order to warm himself. And while he is there, a damsel comes up and accuses him of being with Jesus of Galilee, and he denies before her and says, "I know not what thou sayest." In other words, "I don't know what you're talking about." That's how we'd say it today. "I don't know what you're talking about. Who are you? You know, I don't know what you're talking about." Now, that's all in Matthew chapter 26. In Matthew chapter 26, so John 18 has already happened. He walks in the door. The damsel that keeps the door follows him over there by the fire and says, "Art not thou also one of this man's disciples?" He said, I am not. He's standing there. Now he sits down in Matthew chapter 26 and verse 69. And that's why it says, "Now Peter sat without in the palace." And that's when this damsel comes up to him and she says, "Thou also was with Jesus of Galilee." Well, Jesus is from Galilee. That's correct. Galilee is the region. Well, he tells her, he denies before them all, because now he's there with those servants and with those officers. So he denied before them all, saying, "I know not what thou sayest." And so, "I don't know what you're talking about." Okay? And then she goes away. No, excuse me. Before she goes away, this same damsel then announces before him and to the others, "This man was also with him." And Peter replies, "Woman, I know him not." You know where that is? That's in Luke. Luke chapter 22 and verse 55. In other words, he's already denied Jesus Christ to the damsel that kept the door. She said, "Are you not one of his disciples?" And, "I'm not." She goes away. Another damsel comes up and said, she looks at him and said, "Thou was also with Jesus of Galilee." He said, "I don't know what you're talking about." And then in Luke chapter 22 and verse 55, when they had kindled a fire in the midst of the hall and were set down together, Peter sat down among them, see? But a certain maid beheld him as he sat by the fire and earnestly looked upon him. You know, that made him nervous. And said, "This man also was also with him." And he denied him, saying, "Woman, I know him not." See? Now, she is either not saying anymore or out of the picture. And before Peter can get up and get away from that fire and go somewhere else, another maid shows up. And this one shows up in Mark chapter 14, verse 66. And this maid is one of the maids of the high priest in Mark chapter 14, verse 66. And when she saw Peter warming himself, she looked upon him and said, and thou also was with Jesus of Nazareth. She doesn't say Jesus of Galilee, Jesus of Nazareth, which is more specifically the city in Galilee from which he came. And Peter answers her, I know not, neither understand I what thou sayest. And that's when he got up and got out of there. He went out into the porch, and you know what greeted him when he got out there? A cock crowing. Why? Because in one episode or in one location, Peter denied the Lord to three different people. The woman at the door, the damsel at the door, the damsel that came up to him, you know, when he was there, she was like staring him down, looking at him, and said, thou also was with Jesus of Galilee. And he goes, I don't know what you're talking about. No, and she says to the whole crowd, this man was with Jesus. And that's what he said, I don't understand you. I know him not. This man was also with him. I know him not. And then that maid of the high priest, before he can get out of there, shows up and says, thou also was with Jesus of Nazareth. And that's when he said, I know not, neither understand I what thou sayest. Up he goes, out the door, and the cock crows. And he's out on the porch. Now, while he's out on the porch, he has another opportunity to deny the Lord. So, these three denials that we've read about in Matthew 26, Mark 14, and John 18, Matthew's account is supplemented by Luke's account. These three denials combined together at the same location and in front of generally the same witnesses comprise what we call the first denial. Okay? So, the cock crowing in Mark chapter 14, verse 68, the first time, fulfills what Jesus said to Peter in Matthew chapter 26, verse 34. Jesus said to Peter in Matthew chapter 26, verse 34, verily I say unto thee, that this night before the cock crow, thou shalt deny me thrice. True. To the maid at the door, to the maid that accused him of being with Jesus of Galilee, and to the maid of the high priest who accused him of being with Jesus of Nazareth. Three denials and the cock crows. But since all those took place in the same location and in generally in front of the same group of witnesses and all generally about the same time, the Lord calls that the first denial, and so do we. So we go back to Mark chapter 14 and we find this. After he goes, you know, into the porch, there's a maid that saw him again and began to say to them that stood by, this is one of them. And he denied it again. And then a little after, they that stood by said again to Peter, surely thou art one of them, for thou art a Galilean, and thy speech agreeth thereto. But he began to curse and to swear, saying, I know not this man of whom you speak. And the second time, the cock crew, Mark 14:72. And Peter called to mind the word that Jesus said unto him, before the cock crow twice, thou shalt deny me thrice. And when he thought thereon, he wept. So Mark chapter 14, verse 72, and Matthew chapter 26, verse 34, don't contradict. Where in one place he says the cock has to crow twice, and another place he only talks about the cock crowing once. There's no contradiction there, because those are different episodes. And there's no contradiction when Jesus said that he's going to be denied three times before the cock crow, because Peter did in fact deny him three times in the first denial, to the damsel at the door or the maid at the door, to the damsel that said he was with Jesus of Galilee, and to the maid that was the maid of the high priest when she said you were with Jesus of Nazareth. Phenomenal book here. Phenomenal book. Listen. When somebody tells you this and that contradict and you're prone to believe, you've got to just shut that out and get into this Bible and read and realize that the Lord puts these kinds of things that we looked at today in the Bible for really a couple of very specific reasons. Number one, I think the Lord puts the very thing we've looked at today with the denial of Peter and the cock crowing. I think he puts it in there just the way you find it worded to trip up a self-righteous, proud Bible corrector, to give him his, to give him ammunition, enough rope to hang himself, who can look at this with a cursory glance and say, I have found a contradiction, just what I've been looking for. That cock crowed in Mark chapter 14 after the first denial. There, you see, is a contradiction. And you know what that guy will do? He will hang himself in his disbelief and unbelief of the Bible, and he will hang himself in his pride. The unfortunate thing is he'll also take some lazy people who don't want to study the Bible down with him. You see, when people say, well, I want an easier Bible to read, I want this to be easy, I just want to pick it up and read it easy. When you want it to be easy and convenient, that's when you get in trouble. I realize some of this stuff in this King James Bible can be a little bit hard at first, but once you get used to listening to the way King Jesus talks in his King James Bible, I'm going to tell you something. You learn to love it and recognize his voice. You don't want to listen to anybody else. It's kind of like when Jesus was talking to his disciples in John chapter 10. He said, my sheep hear my voice. And when and you know what? The sheep follow him, for they know his voice. And a stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. And that's the way we are about modern Bibles. We don't know that voice. We know the voice of King Jesus. And you know something? When you get in here and you start reading, I think that the Lord puts those tripwires in there to knock off those scholars that want to find some excuse for correcting or not believing the Bible. But I'll tell you something else. He leaves those same things in there as nuggets for you and me, as a reward for diligent study. And we find, you know something? Our God does know how to count. And you know what? The cock that he made does know when to crow. And it's exactly right the way that God wrote it. And there's no reason to change it. And there's no reason to correct it. And there's no reason not to believe it. These accounts in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John are just as true as all of the words of God. Amen.
You have been listening to The Unknown Bible, the radio ministry of Bible Believers Baptist Church in Corpus Christi, Texas. For information about our church, go to our church website at www.my3bc.com. That's my3bc.com. If you would like to contact us by telephone, our number is 361-241-6100. Bible Believers Baptist Church is a Bible-believing church located at 1701 Rand Morgan Road. If you are not currently a member of a Bible-believing church and you are looking for a church with an uncompromising stand on the words of God, come visit with us this Sunday or Wednesday. We would love to see you.
Hallelujah.